As you work with clients, you've probably seen a multitude of approaches to cloud. What do you think the benefit of an enterprise-wide strategy is versus a onesie-twosie?
Now, there's a great question. People who have an enterprise cloud strategy win. People who don't, people who buy products thinking they're cloud, lose. It's as simple as that. That without the whole enterprise strategy, what you'll end up doing is making your life worse because you're not thinking cohesively enough. So I was working with one company, and it was one of those I told you so moments because they said, we're going to use UCS, which is not a bad product, right? It's a cool product for doing things. And I told them, it's a cool product for doing some work, but it's not a strategy, and you're going to get stuck. And they said, well, you're saying that, Frank, because IBM doesn't sell UCS, and we don't think that's a good idea. And then 6 months later, they came back to me and said, you know, I need your help. You know, we're kind of stuck because we went as far as UCS could take us, and we need something else. We need something more. And I was very nice and didn't say, I told you so. What they realized is when I bought this product, it solved some problems, but it didn't solve the whole picture. And because I didn't have a full strategy, what happens is now I have yet another silo of things that I have to deal with. And the whole point of cloud is eliminating silos, not creating more. Without an enterprise strategy, you will just create additional complexity and additional silos without solving the problem.
Here's a curious one for you, given that. We saw pacesetters also lean more heavily towards hybrid cloud. And I'd be curious as to your insights as to why that might be and how maybe a software-defined environment might play into that trend.
Yeah, that's also a very good question. Pacesetters are leveraging a hybrid cloud model because it's the only way to provide the kind of efficiencies that they need to do what we're talking about. What I need to be able to do is glue things that I do really well here with capabilities that are out in the rest of the world. And I have to make sure that I've, you know, secured them, and I have to make sure that I make sure that the cloud service provider has the kind of availability requirements that I have. They're, you know, I've got to audit them to make sure they're doing security and all that kind of stuff. But I don't have to own every piece of the infrastructure in order to do well. So I have to build a good strategy, and I have to be able to implement that in an open-minded way so that I can say, those guys are doing it well, these guys are doing this thing well, and here's what I'm going to do to tie all that together. And what software-defined environments do is provide me the what I call the hyper-efficiency that allows me to tie all these things together in a highly flexible way because I'm not tied down to a particular piece of hardware doing a particular activity, you know, connected to the network in a very traditional way. What's interesting is the difference between pace setters and chasers in this space has nothing to do with the technology. It's about culture. Can I build the culture around that kind of dynamicity, or am I tied to people who say, that's not the way we do things, we always do this? Or security guys who say, that doesn't follow the rules that we wrote 30 years ago that we've been running our business on. It requires a group of people who are open-minded, who say, what do we have to do to protect the company, because that's IT's job, to protect the company, as well as provide the kind of services, the business services, that allow us to move forward.
You know, as we think about that, cloud is a pretty noisy place. There's a lot of discussion about cloud today. Just bringing it back to this study, in your own thinking, what's most striking, and is there something we haven't hit on in our conversation thus far that you think IT and business leaders shouldn't miss?
The thing that I really try to get businesses to understand is threefold. One, you need to be able to understand that IT has to compete in a world that they used to own by themselves, providing services to the business. They have to make sure that they're protecting the company, because IT's job is to protect the company as well as provide service. They need to be able to be much more dynamic, and they need to be much more entrepreneurial. And the hardest thing that they need to do is to be open to the kind of cultural change to become a pace setter. The pace setters that you're talking about not just understand the technology, but they say, we are going to align ourselves to leverage this technology to solve business problems. All the chasers are saying, but this is the way we've done it, and we know how to do it this way. And that's what holds them back, not the technology. The technology is there. The ability to align yourself to the technology and work forward is always the most difficult part.
Great. Okay, Frank, thanks for a really great discussion today.
Thank you very much for having me, and hopefully we can do it again sometime.
I'd look forward to that. I also want to thank our listeners. If you want to learn more about the competitive advantages gained by cloud, please visit ibm.com/IBM CAI, all one word, /Global Cloud Study, all one word. Thanks for listening.